It's 11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. A nationwide coal strike is now underway. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. 120,000 members of the United Mine Workers went out on strike at 1 minute past midnight after their current contract expired. UMW President Arnold Miller said that the miners, quote, would not be bludgeoned into accepting an inadequate contract because of public pressure. Labor Secretary Peter Brennan indicated Monday night that the government would not invoke the Taft-Hartley Act, which would send the miners back to work, until the union had the opportunity to vote on a proposed settlement. Contract talks are scheduled to resume in the morning. They went on yesterday until an hour before the strike. Miller says he was disappointed that more progress was not being made. A settlement is not expected until later this week at the earliest. Miller has indicated that grievance procedures and safety issues are the remaining stumbling blocks to settlement. More news in a minute.
Now you can get 90,000 yen off the sticker price of Subaru.
What's 90,000 yen?
While the average price of old Gremlins, Vegas, and Pintos just went up more than $200, the average price of old Subarus just went down 90,000 yen.
What's 90,000 yen?
America has already learned to love the economy of Japanese cars, and Subaru is the culmination of Japanese technology, a classic combination of Eastern economy and Western luxury. And when Subaru strips down the price, they don't strip a single thing off the car. You still get tinted glass all around, push-button radio, styled wheel covers, fully reclining vinyl bucket seats, a peppy engine that gets you around 27 miles to a gallon on regular, plus revolutionary front-wheel drive. And now, when nobody seems to be able to buck the tide of inflation, Subaru is actually doing a backstroke, a 90,000 yen backstroke. And we promised President Ford to hold that price until at least December 10th.
What's 90,000 yen?
$300.
I didn't know that.
The man President Ford nominated to head the Federal Energy Administration has withdrawn his name from consideration. Andrew Gibson's nomination had come in for some congressional criticism after it was learned that he will be receiving a total of $1 million in severance payments over a 10-year period from an oil transport company. Gibson was president of that company until 6 months ago. CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint has more on the story.
Gibson's letter of withdrawal is at the White House and will be accepted by President Ford. The formal request that the president withdraw his name was submitted by Gibson after a series of meetings here on how to solve the apparent conflict of interest problem. The solution, according to high administration sources, is as follows. Gibson has written a letter to President Ford apologizing to the president for having caused him embarrassment over the appointment to head the FEA. At the same time, Gibson will point out that he has done nothing illegal and would like to serve the Ford administration in some capacity. President Ford will reply in an answering letter that he appreciates Gibson's position and accepts the withdrawal of his name. However, these sources say the president intends to appoint Gibson to some other high administration post. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
The Associated Press reports that a White House spokesman said Monday that the Ford administration had known before Gibson was nominated that he had had a severance agreement with the company, but that the White House had not known how much money was involved. More in a minute.
The French call it an apéritif. In America, it's the appetizer you drink. Either way, Dubonnet goes before.
Before, that's the time to think about some Dubonnet to drink.
It all started in France, of course. And whether you call it an aperitif or an appetizer, the proper time to drink it is before. Before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It's the wine you drink to whet your appetite. Dubonnet Before, made to make what comes after that much better.
Before, yeah, before. It's the time before Dubonnet.
Of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
A meeting of foreign ministers of the Organization of American States continues in Quito, Ecuador, but the main topic of debate may never reach a formal vote. Frank Manitzis reports.
closed-door sessions between Latin American foreign ministers and Deputy Secretary of State Robert Ingersoll failed to produce an acceptable compromise to end the economic and diplomatic blockade of Cuba. 13 votes were assured on two early proposals, but the United States said it would abstain, tantamount to a no vote because a two-thirds majority vote is needed. A yes vote by the United States would have meant approval. Chile, Uruguay, and Paraguay are the only countries committed to voting against any proposal. But efforts are to continue throughout the night, seeking what many feel will be a way to strengthen the OAS, once again threatened because of the blockade of Cuba. Frank Menezes for CBS News, Quito, Ecuador.
Officials in Tokyo say a Japanese tanker was off its prescribed course Saturday when it collided with a Liberian freighter in Tokyo Bay. 21 crew members were killed and 12 are still reported missing. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
In news of the Western Capsule Forum, a federal judge here in Portland refused today to lower bail for David and Sheila Heesch, who've been charged in connection with that $1 million extortion threat against the Bonneville Power Administration. Bail for each is set at $100,000. They were arrested Friday here in town. One logger was killed, another injured today when they were hit by a rolling log in a forest area east of the Oregon coastal town of Reedsport. Dead is 26-year-old Paul Franklin McAllister of Lakesides. The school board in the northeastern Oregon town of Joseph meets tomorrow to consider the case of a high school student who was sent home for having long hair. If the officials uphold the school's hair code, they'll have to deal with the American Civil Liberties Union, which says it's prepared to challenge the grooming code in court. Governor-elect Robert Straub has appointed Portland attorney Keith Burns as his top administrative aide and is expected to name Ken Forbes, also of Portland, as his press secretary. Forbes is an executive with an advertising firm. The Reno, Nevada City Council passed an obscenity ordinance today, but it decided that the ordinance couldn't be published because of its explicit language. The ordinance was finally published by title only. 97 Sports, the Vikings in NFL action tonight beat the Cards 28-24. 97 weather for Portland, Vancouver. Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light showers tonight and tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy on Wednesday. Local morning fog expected Wednesday. Highs near 60, lows at night 45 to 50. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 tonight and tomorrow. Rain chance 20% through tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 54 degrees now. It's 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. She is an incredibly imposing figure, Queen Liliuokalani, last of a pure line of Polynesian royalty, save for the handsome son she faces, nearly eye level to eye level, although Danny Makihini is well over 6 feet. Always a woman of Amazonian proportions, middle age has blown her to gargantuan size and girth, and her anger and emotion is as monumental as the rest of her.
Marry a Haole? I'd as soon see you dead.
Oh, come on, Mother. It's the 20th century, and Hawaii is a state, not a monarchy.
The Polynesian and the American Indian are two of a kind. Two civilizations pirated, their lands raped and stolen, their countries plundered, and their people sold into virtual slavery.
You should be running for the Senate.
I should be making powder and cleaning my gun. For of all the Haoles on this island, the most repressive, imperialist, surrogate king is Carter Bradley. And my son will marry his daughter only over my dead body.
Mother, I've never seen you like this. You're always so reasonable.
You are betrothed to Taormina.
We haven't really seen each other for over 7 years. She's more like a little sister to me.
I know more than you do, my son. For all your doctor's knowledge, I beg you not to tempt fate. The gods have been angry enough for years, and my inner senses tell me what you plan will bring a great Auai down upon us. I see a raging disaster already set in being that no human being can stop.
Our mystery drama, Wave of Terror, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Paul Hecht and Carmen Matthews. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
What can you do to a family car to make it more than just roomy, comfortable, and utilitarian? Well, you could call it a Buick LeSabre, for starters. That'll get you the kinds of things you'd normally expect from a family car, plus some pretty uncommon family car traits. Like a level of exterior and interior elegance befitting a night on the town. The distinct formal roofline on the four-door hardtop LeSabre is highlighted by opera windows on either side. On the inside, you'll find comfortable cloth or vinyl seats, plush carpeting throughout, plus available options such as tilt steering wheel and automatic climate control air conditioning to turn ordinary errand running into motoring for pleasure. The 1975 Buick LeSabre. Consider it a family car as well as an instrument of pleasure. Buick's LeSabre. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Now, one of television's and motion pictures' most popular stars, speaking from Hollywood, on the set for Your United Way.
This is Greg Morris. I think the thing that impressed me the most is the fact that we are getting mileage out of the dollars that we contribute to United Way. People are receiving professional care through United Way, which is the most economical way to give. You see, when you combine all of these agencies into one campaign, more of the dollars that you give actually go to the people who really need the money. Now, that makes no difference who you are, what color your skin is, what country your father came from. It's for all people. In our town, United Way is there when you need them. None of us is immune to the problems of alcoholism, mental health, kids mixed up with dope, crippled babies. So give your fair share. Thanks to you, it's working the United Way.
When she mentioned disaster, Queen Liliuokalani could not have sensed the extent of the Holocaust, which was to change so many lives. For at the moment she spoke, out of some alluvial fault in the great Alaskan ridge, the earth boiled from its guts like a volcano, throwing up great mountains of lava, displacing trillions of tons of water that formed a great tidal wave, traveling unnoticed beneath the surface, rushing southward at a speed of up to 500 miles an hour towards the first landmass in its way, the islands of Hawaii. Two days earlier, Danny Makahini and Liz Bradley had gotten off the plane from the States at Hilo Airport. Danny, tall, nut brown, Liz, a blue-eyed, sun-bronzed, typical California girl, god and goddess with a special shine, the shine of love. But despite the message of their eyes and their faith and assurance, their homeland has brought them a cloud of uncertainty.
I'll manage somehow, Danny. Dad's tough, but I can usually break him down.
And so is Mother. I wish I felt as sure of her. She has a genius for getting her own way.
It's a habit of royalty, and we're both children of royalty. Only yours is for real.
So is yours. Mine is just tradition, but yours is force majeure. Mother is a queen by birth. Your father wears his crown by owning half of Hawaii. What makes me unhappy is that I can't bring you the kind of world you're used to, which is only one of the strikes against me as far as your father is concerned.
Now, don't start that bit again. So you're a Kanaka. I'm a Haole. So what in this day and age?
Nothing stateside. Here in Hawaii...
What's the difference? We're the ones getting married. Supposing they don't give us their blessing. It's up to you and me, isn't it?
Oh, honey, of course, except... maybe I'm still part heathen after all. Without my mother and your father's blessing, I have a... Now, for all my liberal arts education and medical school, I still can't explain it with anything but a Hawaiian Polynesian word. I have a mea mea.
That's just plain superstition.
No, it's an uneasy feeling. But if it has an explanation, it goes away. Big difference. Welcome home.
Darling, we're borrowing trouble. Let's just go home and face up to our parents, and maybe there won't be anything.
I only want to make it as easy for them as it is for us. I love you.
And I love you. It's as simple as that. So just kiss me a short goodbye, you big worrywart.
When did I have to be asked? What is it?
First rift in the lute. Your ex-rival, Dr. Peter Hughes, is heading straight for us.
How'd he get through customs?
The Bradley name. The key that opens all doors. Funny Dad isn't moving.
He's probably too busy reigning.
What?
Isn't that what a king does all day?
Oh, Elizabeth. Danny.
Hello, Pete. What's the matter with Dad?
Not a thing.
Then why isn't he here to meet
me? He got tied up in some business. Am I such a bad substitute?
Of course not.
I had a feeling I was something of a letdown. By the way, Danny, Queen Liliolani and that exquisite intended of yours, Taormina, are waiting for you outside.
Oh, I'd better make tracks. Mother doesn't like to be kept waiting.
And I'd better get Elizabeth into the helicopter. Mr. Bradley is a little impatient himself.
Will I be hearing from you tomorrow, Liz?
I hope tonight.
I didn't particularly know you knew Danny McAheeny.
Only since I went to college on the mainland.
You seem to have made up for lost time.
What does that mean?
I'm not blind. I saw that. I was going to say farewell kiss, but I don't think that quite characterizes it. However...
Pete, I don't want to talk about Danny right now. I want to talk about what you're avoiding. What is it about Dad?
You're quite right. It's a subject I wish I could avoid.
He's sick. What's the matter? Is it his heart?
No, it isn't anything necessarily fatal for a long time, but...
But what?
Well, I would give anything not to be a doctor, or have been one these past few months, because I have known that that magnificent body was letting him down. It's only a shell now.
What do you mean?
Don't let him know I told you, but it can't be hidden much longer. Your father has Parkinson's disease.
Oh, my God. Does that mean he's going to die?
With care, what medication we know has some results. Under normal conditions, no. But there are plenty of symptoms, none of which your father is going to be able to bear.
What symptoms?
In your father's case, mostly muscular. Trembling of the hands, dropping things unconsciously. A rigidity which will inevitably cut down on his normally superactive lifestyle. A marked decrease in his muscular control.
Oh, no. Oh, that can't happen to Dad. What can we do to help?
Some drugs. A fortunate remission in the disease sometimes. Most of all, trying to avoid emotional excitement and fatigue.
Welcome home.
I had to tell you. Especially since...
Why stop now?
I love you, Elizabeth. I'm too old for you, but just the same, I know you're in love with Danny McAheeny. That you want to tell your father so. And trying very hard to be as objective as a doctor ought to be. I don't know what any of our futures are destined to be, but I do know that your father's life, not necessarily death, but his life, is probably in your hands at this moment and from here on in.
What's the matter? Don't like me anymore?
I love you, Tal.
Oh,
as a little sister. I always have. And I always will.
But you know the meaning of Blue Owl tonight.
Yes, Taormina, and I am ashamed.
Please. I know you want to marry our only girl.
I can't help myself, little sister. I love her.
The Queen will never allow you.
I need Carter Bradley's consent more than I do my own mother's.
And if you do not get it?
And to hell with the past. We will buy our own future. And nothing... And no one can stop us. Lisbeth!
Dad, Daddy.
You can't know how good it is to see you. By damn, you're more beautiful than ever, and you look just like your mother.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm stealing a page from Pete's book, but I think I deserve it because you look so like Beth did when I married her. I'm going to carry you over the threshold back home again.
Dad, you shouldn't.
Why not?
Well, I'm not such a little girl anymore.
Oh, nonsense. Light as a feather, which is just what you are. The proudest feather I wear in my cap. Damn, I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Did I spill?
No, Dad.
I came a cropper off a new stallion I've been breaking in. My arm's a bit stiff.
You all right?
Oh, now you're home. Oh, I have a few bruises here and there, but I can shake them off the moment I see you and Pete happily married. Now you're graduated, let's make it soon.
Oh, now give the girl a chance to catch her breath, C.B.
If I were you, I wouldn't grab her while you can.
Only when Liz wants me.
Now don't tell me I said something out of line. Typical of me trying to rush things. This damn hand is bothering me tonight. We can talk it all out tomorrow. Oh, I can't tell you how good it is to have you home in Waialua again, sweetheart.
I've been waiting to get back myself.
It's a cold old house without your mother. You are my one hope for Waialua's future and her boys. A lot of responsibility to put on a daughter's shoulders. But since I have no son left, I know you won't fail me.
So this is where you've been hiding out, young lovers. Danny, you should not have stolen Taormina away from the feast.
I was the one to need to speak to Danny alone.
Thanks, Talbot. I can't speak for myself.
There are too many words in the world. Let us just thank the gods for what little we have. We are a dying race, my son. But still a proud one. You and Tau can keep us alive. And I thank Oru and Tane and Ta'ora that the moment is almost here.
Almost here?
You are a doctor now. Now, the wedding ceremony need wait no longer. I have set it for the full moon, the night after tomorrow.
Mother, Taormina and I will not be wed.
Tau? Is this your will?
Don't
stammer, girl. Answer me.
I will answer you, Mother. I love Tau as a little sister. But I will marry Elizabeth Bradley.
The daughter of Carter Bradley, the Howley?
Yes, Mother.
Never.
I'm sorry, I must. We are in love.
He won't let you.
How can he stop us?
Then I will. If I have to call on all the ancient gods...
Oh, please, Mother, I no longer believe in magic, Alui, or any superstitious curse that could harm me or Liz.
No curse or any magic to harm the girl. I have no power for that or second sight. But I tell you this. If you marry this Howley girl, if you tie your life to Carter Bradley's daughter, you end my life. My death will be on your head and hers. I can smell it in the wind. If you insist, in the words of the missionary, you will reap the whirlwind.
Queen Liliuolani could have had no specific foreknowledge of the Holocaust in store. Carter Bradley, absolute monarch, whose magnificent physique is betraying him, and whose weakness will lead him back to old sins. None of our characters can yet know the cataclysm of nature which is to affect their lives. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Some beer drinkers have funny ideas about beer. They think beer improves with age, like wine. Well, find a brewmaster, though. You'll find a beer drinker who knows better. The Budweiser brewmaster says it all depends on how beer is aged. Just letting beer sit in lagering tanks makes it older, not necessarily better. That even goes for keeping a case around the house for a couple of months. But there is one kind of aging that's good for beer, the Budweiser kind, beechwood aging. In this kind of aging, something happens. It lets all the flavor of the choicest hops and best barley malt that go into Budweiser get through to you. Sure, it takes more time and trouble to brew Budweiser that way, but brewing beer right does make a difference. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Tell me, Madame Xanadu, can you really tell me anything about my future?
If you concentrate and gaze with me into the crystal ball. Ah, yes, it is beginning to clear. I can almost see.
Oh, tell me what you see, Madame Xanadu.
I see that you are coming into some money.
I am?
Yes, and you will continue to receive even more.
Oh, how much money will I get, Madame Xanadu?
You will receive $4.20.
$4.20?
Yes, every payday. Because you will lower the amount of federal income tax you now have withheld from your pay.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What else do you see in that ball?
I see you filling out a new W-4 form so that you can begin receiving your windfall.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
The great shelf of sub-ocean land that lies off the Aleutian chain of islands is still intact. It is some 48 hours still before the Titanic undersea explosion will rend it asunder and create a wave that will rise towering to 90 feet, 20 to 30 feet above the great mansion at Wailua, which spreads along the coral cliffs looking northward to the vast Pacific and the coming terror. On the lanai, facing away from the ocean, Carter is just finishing breakfast as Liz joins him.
Well, now it seems more like home again. Morning, Elizabeth, dear.
Morning, Dad.
You know, I've been sitting here snorting as impatient as the old war horse I am. But I couldn't wait. I've finished breakfast. I'll ring for yours.
No, Dad, please.
What's the matter, Princess? You don't feel well?
I wish you wouldn't call me that.
What?
Princess.
Well, it's my old name for you, what I always called you. You don't feel well.
I'm tired, Dad. Long trip, change in time.
Well, you should have slept longer. How about some coffee?
No, thanks.
Juice?
Nothing for the moment. We have things to talk about.
Well, of course we have, but I sort of thought we'd keep that for lunch, huh? And Pete will be here, and don't you think he ought to be part of it?
No, Dad, I don't.
Oh, I don't think that's so fair, Princess. All right, if you prefer it, Lizbeth. Now, why I can't use the old name,
It doesn't fit me, Dad. It's not what I am.
On these islands, and particularly this one, it's what you are, at the very least. If we were to ride the Mauna Kea way up to the top, you could turn and look north, east, west, and south, and every bit of land you saw would be yours. Or will be someday.
Are you so sure, Dad?
I own it. It's mine. Along with a few other things. When I'm gone, whose else would it be except yours? And Pete's?
I don't really know. I'm not sure it's that important to me. What would happen if I didn't marry Pete?
Didn't? What are you talking about?
Would the Bradley Ranch still be mine? And all that goes with it, if I didn't?
Who else would you marry?
I didn't expect you up so early, my son. After the long trip and the luau.
It was a perfect morning for surfing. When the sun rose, I saw those easy rolling four-footers, and I grabbed my board and took off.
Happy to be home again, in your own land.
Yes, in a sense. Cutting across those waves out there gave me back not only my sense of balance, but just my own plain good sense.
I'm happy to hear that. Then today, we don't quarrel.
That's up to you. My doubts are all gone.
I would hope that you'll tell me you are talking about Taormina.
Yes, in part.
Yes, you will marry her.
Mother, listen to me. I know your pride in race, in bloodline, your struggle to make sure that it won't die. But when I left Hawaii to go to UCLA, I was 18. Tao was 10, 11 years old. We made the promises, we took the vows, but Tao was too young to know what was involved. I believed then, as you do still, that our heritage and our race must be preserved, but I don't any longer.
You are a Polynesian prince.
No, I am a citizen of the world, Mother. A doctor. Race, creed, color, nationalism, nothing matters to me but that the human body is one and the same thing. The body made strong or weak by exercise and usage, the brain the same, by education or lack of it.
So you will not marry Taormina?
No.
You think Carter Bradley will share your views, accept you as his son-in-law?
I don't know. I'll find that out today.
But if he doesn't?
We are both of age, Mother. He can't stop us.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. And what about me?
I want you to meet Liz, Mother. I think you'll change your mind.
I will meet her. But I shall not change my mind. And what will you do then?
Meet her first before we come to that decision.
When?
Look, I'll take the jeep into town and call her. Then I'll drive to Waialua, get her, and bring her back.
You're wasting your time.
I hope not. Because I love you. And I want you to love her, too. I'll be back by mid-afternoon.
Great Tane, help me. Help me make my son see that our race, shamed and despoiled and dying out, must have new life bred into it. Only Makahini and Taormina can do it. She is a princess in her own right. Help me, Tane, help me. Or the smell of doom that comes to me on the wind from the north will come to pass.
King here and rub him down good. I rode him hard this morning. Ah, hey, Pete.
Morning, CB.
I'm hungry as a bull. Is lunch ready?
Yes. There's a nice breeze off the water, so Chun Li set the two of us up on the front lanai.
Two of us? Why, is Elizabeth still sick? Well, come, let's go through the house. I have to wash up anyway. Where is she? Upstairs?
No, she left quite a bit before I got here. What do you mean, sick?
Oh, she was feeling a little off her feet at breakfast. Left to go where?
Oh, Danny Makahini came by and picked her up. Liz said she'd be back in the late afternoon.
Danny Makahini? Queen Liliuokalani, son?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was at medical school on the mainland.
He was. He's graduated. He came back on the same plane with Liz yesterday.
Didn't even know she knew him. But I don't like this about Elizabeth. Is it serious?
In its own way, I was going to let her tell you herself. But maybe as your doctor, it's better if I do it instead.
Well, come on, man. Come on, come on. Get it out. What is it?
Well, let's sit down for a minute. I want to remind you of your condition and that flying off the handle and losing your temper is the worst thing you can do.
Oh, you pill peddlers, you're all prophets of doom.
Well, if you take the pills I provide, you might put yours off a good deal longer.
Right,
now, sit down.
All right, but don't try to change the subject. I want to know why Elizabeth went chasing off with Makahini. Did they go surfing?
Not exactly.
Damn my eyebrows, you're a common off lover, Pete. Your fiancée goes herring off with another man her first day back home, even if he is just a Kanaka beach boy, and you just let her go.
First, she left before I got here. Second, he is not a Kanaka beach boy. He's a colleague of mine, a doctor of medicine. And lastly, Elizabeth is not my fiancée anymore.
What? How do you know? When did you find that out?
Yesterday, when I brought her home.
You turned my daughter down?
No, I should have, really, in the first place. I'm far too old for her.
Oh, rubbish.
Well, I'm not marrying her, C.B.
And you're not fooling me one bit, Pete. You're still as much in love with Elizabeth as you've always been. I smell a rat, and I'll bet it's Makahini. Is that it? Is that it? Where did they go?
To see the Queen. I imagine to ask her blessing.
To get married? My daughter and a... beach boy!
Now, stop talking about Danny like that. And don't get all worked up. It's bad for you.
Oh, I won't get worked up. First of all, because it's just not going to happen. There'll be no marriage between them, because if she doesn't stop it, I will. By God, if he has much as dares...
Is this all right, C.B.? Now, just take it easy. It's only a temporary attack, C.B. But this time, you are going to take one of my pills.
I'm sorry, my dear. You're a lovely girl. And I can hardly blame Danny. But marriage between you is quite impossible.
Mother,
I haven't finished. There are reasons beyond reasons why it can never be. Your blood is not our blood. Danny is already betrothed to Princess Taormina. The gods are already angered and cannot be angered anymore.
For God's sakes, Mother, it's the 20th century. And you are as intelligent and well-read and educated as any woman I know. Stop acting like some old ignorant witch.
I am acting as I must. Because within me are ancient chords which sing of death and certain doom for two people.
Queen Liliolani, I respect your point of view.
Do you respect your father?
Yes. But I will give you the same answer as I would give him. I love Danny. I'm over 20. Danny is 25. There is no way either of you can stop us. I'd rather it wouldn't be like that. But Danny and I have agreed.
She's quite right, Mother. We'd give anything to have both you and Mr. Bradley with us, but if you're not...
I cannot give my consent. I can only warn you, if you persist, it will end in death and disaster. I have nothing more to say. I am going to pray for all of us.
Well, Liz... almost all the way home, and we still haven't decided just how we're going to go about it.
I know, Danny. It's just... I don't think we can rush it. Not right now, because of Dad.
If you want to back out, I'm not holding you to anything.
Oh, darling. Darling, don't do that.
Honey, I hate to get long-winded or go chucking my medical knowledge around, but Parkinson's... I mean, it can and almost always is a long, long process.
He's going to need me. I mean... really need me for the first time in his life.
It's a life that could last another 20 years. Are you asking me to wait that long?
No. No. Yes, there are other... Oh, Danny, I'm so tired, and I just can't think. We're home. Give me till tomorrow, at least.
Sure, of course, darling. It's only, well, I'm under some pressures of my own, and... if I can't have you, well, I won't break my mother's heart or Tao's, and tomorrow night is their night.
I'll talk to Dad tonight. If I can't convince him, we'll be on our own.
Why not let me do it? I'm the one seeking your hand, if not your fortune. I mean, it's up to me.
All right, if you...
What is it?
Pete. He looks as if...
Hello, Danny. Elizabeth.
Where's Dad?
Inside. But, Danny, Liz, if either of you want to talk to him about you, as a doctor, I'd say now isn't the time.
What happened?
I made a judgment. I thought maybe I'd better tell him about you, too. Did Liz tell you about
this? Yeah. Did anything serious happen?
No, Danny. M.D. to M.D., you know how it can go.
Yeah.
He got a bit emotional and suffered some speech impairment. He's all right now, but... I wouldn't advise any further.
Yeah, quite right. I'd better duck out fast before he sees me. I'll be in touch tomorrow morning, Liz. Keep your chin up, eh?
Mm-hmm.
No real worries about your dad. Right, Doctor?
Right.
Just us.
This, too, shall pass. I love you. Till tomorrow.
Me, too. And forever.
That, too. Aloha.
You sure Dad's all right?
If we can keep off a certain subject, sure.
I don't want... I can't do any more talking about... Oh, Pete, help me quick.
What is it?
Just something that nobody but me knows about. Yet. I wonder if anyone else will. Ever.
New family.
factor could enter a hoped-for marriage, which already appears to have everything against it? And what is the meaning of Liz's cryptic statement, expressing a knowledge that only she has and no one else may ever know? Is it the same knowledge that Queen Liliuokalani talks of as buried in the past? And if she too knows that ancient gods are to extract penance for buried sins, who are the two that are doomed? Or are more to die in the dreadful natural phenomenon that is at last about to be unleashed 3,000 miles away? I'll return shortly with Act 3.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
Who will cope with tomorrow for a brighter new day? There's one hope for tomorrow, the children of today. Who will live to inherit all we've done? Who will pay? Who will give love and share it? The children of today.
Information, write Save the Children, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York.
At exactly 8:42 the following morning on the island of Hawaii, two final ultimatums were issued by two irate parents. One of them by Queen Liliuokalani to her son.
The gods have been angry enough for years. My inner voices tell me what you plan will bring a great Aue upon us. I see a raging disaster will be set in being that no human being can stop.
And Carter Bradley to his daughter the next morning, completely recovered through rest and medication for the moment.
Let's get one thing straight, Princess, and don't interrupt me. I use the old name deliberately. On this island, you, we, are the royalty. And I'm warning you one thing right now. Go near that Makahini Kanaka again, or let him come near you and I'll shoot him down like a dog. I mean that, Princess, as God is my witness. No one or nothing can stop me from doing as I want on this island.
Whether it was sheer coincidence, or whether gods, ancient or contemporary, took offense, this was the moment the Titanic explosion occurred, hurling trillions upon trillions of tons of water at breakneck speed above the ocean bed. Within 6 hours, it would hit the north shore of the island of Hawaii head on. Whether guided by sheer accident or supernatural design, the devastation it would leave in its wake would be, to say the least, supernatural.
Can't be serious.
Oh, but I am.
You couldn't do this to me.
I'm doing it for you.
But I love Danny.
Childish romance. If you don't marry Pete, I'll leave everything to him.
I don't need anything. Danny can support me. I can work.
You'll never marry him.
Why are you so set against him?
It should be obvious enough.
Nobody could be that prejudiced, that bigoted.
to make sure if he comes near here or you again, I will shoot him on sight.
Dr. Hughes?
Pete, it's Dad. He's had some sort of attack or something.
All right, Liz, just slow down. Now tell me what happened. And don't worry, there's no danger.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be incoherent, but it was just awful to see him and listen to him just spluttering and talking all sorts of nonsense.
I gave him some medication. Did he take it?
Yes, he's gone upstairs to take it. What is it, Pete?
It's part of his illness. The speech impairment is one of the symptoms. Excitement aggravates them. I'll be right out, and let's see if we can figure what to do. I've given him a sedative that'll keep him quiet for a couple of hours. Problem one out of the way, temporarily. Now for problem two. You.
There isn't any problem about me. I've got to tell Danny we're through. I can't marry Danny.
And what about the child?
John, you know.
Yes.
But how? When I'm not even sure myself.
When I gave you the sedative yesterday, I took some blood. There's no doubt about it, Liz. You're pregnant.
Oh, Lord. Now what am I going to do?
You're going to get in the car with me and drive to Tupapahu. If anything can change Queen Liliolani's mind, it's the child.
Already carrying Danny's child? And you think that will alter things?
I'm the one who hoped it would.
I won't give up Danny's baby. That's one part of him no one can take from me.
You have courage, little Lowly. More courage than I had.
I wouldn't say that. You know what a difference there is. Danny would want his child. Call him. Get him here and ask him.
I can't.
Why not?
He left an hour ago for Waialua. I'm surprised you didn't pass him.
He must have taken the jeep over the back road. That's too rough for a car.
For Waialua? Pete, we've got to stop him somehow. Catch up with him.
It's too late for that.
But if he's gone to Waialua and if Father sees him, he'll kill him.
What is all this?
My father, Queen Liliolani. He's promised to shoot Danny on sight. Oh, please, please, can't you help us somehow?
Why should I?
It could be your son's life.
And now, I am made responsible again for another life, another son. How history repeats itself. But it won't again. It's past time for retribution, and the gods are coming to claim it.
What do you mean?
The Mehameha is upon us. I can feel the ripples of it in my soul, the lift of it like a wave. I will call Brad.
Brad?
Your father. Once, he meant everything to me that Danny means to you.
At the moment the Queen lifted the phone, a tanker plowing across the North Pacific lifted ever so slightly on a 5-inch surface swell. That was the only sign of the gargantuan tsunami. The dreadful tidal wave which swept by at the speed of sound, hurtling toward the north shore of Hawaii. There, its monstrous energy would pile up the waters to a height of over 80 feet, driving inland till its force was spent, to be sucked back with such diabolic speed that it would carry away everything in its path.
Brad. It's Lil.
Lil? For Pete's sake. How many years?
12, 13.
You sound just the same.
I don't look it. How are you, Brad?
Oh, I don't know, Lil. I'm not the man I once was.
You'll never change. Certainly not for me. I want to ask you one favor.
About our children,
Brad, have I ever asked one from you before?
No, Lord knows you haven't.
It's a matter of life or death. Will you meet me at the grotto?
If you ask me, how can I refuse?
If we both leave this minute,
We should arrive in about an hour and a half.
All right, dear. It'll be good to see you again.
If you shut your eyes to what I have become, at least it's dark. I'll see you at the grotto. After your mother died, Elizabeth, we were lovers, your father and I. I carried a child of his in my womb. But we were ridden with pride of race, each for his own, and it drove us apart. We could never be married.
And the child?
Well, I thought it was not meant for me to bear a child of mixed race. I said goodbye to your father, and there, in that grotto, in our temple of love, I aborted and destroyed our child. I offended the gods. Listen to me, little Aoli princess. You will have your father's blessing as you have mine. Remember that. Love my boy. Take care of him. Bear his child. Then Ta'aurora will be with us again. Say goodbye to Danny for me. I cannot urge any longer, Brad. I thought if I at last was willing to accept commingled blood in a child of our families...
I can't help myself, Lil. I am as I am. I cannot accept any child of my daughter's with mixed blood.
And so you want to kill my boy?
But if he stays away from Elizabeth...
And the child?
Well, that can be taken care of.
You will stop the children... Make history repeat a terrible mistake. Us, all over again.
Lil, I cannot change.
You are changed already. Look at your hands, shaking now like leaves in the wind.
Ah, it's a different matter. I have Parkinson's disease. I told you you'd find a different man.
Not the difference I would have wanted.
Wait a minute. Shh, quiet. Come outside, Lil, quick.
What is it, Brad?
Find. My God, look at it. It's a half a mile below normal. The fish left gasping on the rocks. A tidal bore is on the way, and a big one.
I know. Ta'aurora has been telling me all morning. I could smell the anger of the gods. It's why I called you here.
To die?
Dead, we cannot stay in the children's way.
Well, there's still king and a horse we both might...
Yes. Gross old woman. Even at your best, you couldn't hoist me on his back. Even with you alone on his back, it's too late. But I have no right. No, try, Brad. Try, if you can.
Home, King, home. Run like a wind, boy.
You're staying.
We've both been legends in our time, Lily. We wouldn't want to outlive our glory.
I shouldn't have done this to you.
No. I'm burned out, Lil. Thanks for making me realize that I hadn't much further to go. I only wish I'd been able to tell Princess... I mean, Elizabeth. But at the last, she had my blessing and my love.
She knows she has both.
My love, yes, but the other, how could she ever know?
I told her so before I left her.
How could you?
Because I knew what I was going to do. And I know you, Brad. Oh, I know you. If ever any woman knew a man.
Oh, Lil, what a fool I was. We both were. But how good to have you back at last.
Tsunami, it's coming at last.
You afraid, Lil?
No. I'm going home. Back to where my roots are. In the sea, to the south. The sea god will guide me safe. And you.
I go with you as I should have all those years ago.
But you. You're shaking.
That's what the wave will free me from. The shame of being less than a man. It's all right, Lou. It's as it should be. We couldn't have each other in life. We'll stand together forever in death.
Come on.
inexorable incoming march of the water did little damage compared to the outgoing surge, which sucked everything into and away with it, like some colossal, unimaginable vacuum cleaner. It left the beach and the inlet stripped clean and swept Wailua away like so many matchsticks. As far as the eye could see across that northern shore of Hawaii where the wave struck, and as far as the wave penetrated, not a living thing was left. I'll be back shortly.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau.
I'm going to rent this apartment, but now the landlord wants a deposit equal to 2 months' rent to cover damage. I wonder if there's anything I should do to protect myself.
There certainly is, Lou.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. Deposits are usual, but before you move into that apartment, go through it thoroughly and list any and all damage. Prepare this list in duplicate and have your landlord sign both copies. And before you sign that lease, find out what sort of repairs you will be responsible for and which are to be paid for by the landlord.
Then when you move, this list helps you to solve the mystery of who's to pay for what, right?
Right.
Danny and Liz were married very quietly. There was no formal funeral either for Queen Liliuokalani or Carter Bradley. Only a memorial service. Two dynasties were finished, ended, and melded in the two young people who never took their loving eyes from each other during the simple wedding service. The close was an exchange between bride and groom in Hawaiian. Aloha. Aloha means hello. Aloha means goodbye. But most of all, it means I love you. For this, after all the terror and Holocaust, turns out to be just that, a love story. Our cast included Paul Hecht, Carmen Matthews, Suzanne Grossman, Gordon Gould, Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I'll always remember how she looked. She was almost pretty when she had that shy smile on her face. But would it be murder? If all I did was help her to kill herself? She had this insane affinity for a lethally poisonous snake. Sooner or later, she would release him from his cage, in the mad delusion that he was her dear friend. Would it be murder? No. It isn't murder. Look at him. This enormous monster coiled in his cage, sleeping. No one had seen me enter this house of crawling, murderous creatures. Here on the side is the latch.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
KOIN in Portland, it's 12 midnight.
CBS News. Operations at the nation's coal mines are at a standstill this morning. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS radio network. Union miners have struck, and even though some of them may set up picket lines, most miners, in keeping with tradition, are expected to stay at home for the duration of the strike. UMW President Arnold Miller says the miners are determined to win their strike and what is behind it.
I do not deny that a prolonged strike will be hard to bear, but I serve notice on the coal industry that no matter how great the pressure, coal miners will not be bludgeoned into accepting in the future a contract that is not acceptable now. There should be no mistake about the reasons for this strike. This is not a strike for wages alone, but a strike over whether men live to collect those wages. This is not a strike that will cause inflation. It is a strike by the victims of inflation.
Miller is taking part in contract negotiations in Washington. Those talks are scheduled to resume in the morning. Miller has indicated that the sticking points are safety issues and grievance procedures. Effects of a coal strike may hit the railroad industry soon. Some railroads anticipated the strike and ordered layoffs today if a strike did begin. Penn Central says 1,500 of its workers are being laid off immediately and that more layoffs may follow as the strike continues. Other railroads will be busy filling sand and gravel orders, which are behind schedule because of coal stockpiling deliveries. More news in a minute.
Most appetizers you eat, but there's one appetizer you drink, Dubonnet.
Before, that's the time to think about some Dubonnet to drink. Before a meal by day or night, it helps to whet your appetite. Before, yeah, before. It's the time before the Dubonnet.
Think of Dubonnet as an appetizer. It's the wine you drink before meals, before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It helps to whet your appetite. Whether you serve it straight, on the rocks, with a twist, or soda, Dubonnet before makes what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course.
Before, yeah, before.
Product of USA. Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
Sylvia Porter, who heads the President's Committee to Fight Inflation, warns that unless Americans do their part voluntarily, wage and price controls might have to be reimposed. Mrs. Porter has asked state and county officials to help get the volunteer effort off the ground, and George Herman has that story.
Committee chairperson Sylvia Porter has mailed out letters to 10,000 mayors and county officials and to 54 governors, asking them all to start at once forming local citizens groups to fight inflation. And her task force on state and local action presented three pledges for businessmen, labor people, and consumers, pledges to hold down inflation. Mrs. Porter feels this is the moment to act.
The time is right, the place is right, and we are right for a stabilization, comparatively speaking, of prices.
One task force member, President Arch Booth of the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, complained that the labor pledge makes no mention of holding down wages. And he added that the real cause of inflation is government spending, not artificially high prices. But Booth and the other members agree the pledge program is worth a good, honest try. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
The same housewives group that launched last year's nationwide beef boycott is now calling for a boycott of sugar to protest high prices at the supermarket. The group called American Consumers Together, or ACT, wants the boycott observed on Tuesday and Thursday during the first week of December and January. More news in a minute.
If you happen to live in one of the towns or areas which don't enjoy the brand name selection and economy of having a True Value hardware store nearby, you probably get awfully tired of hearing me say, "Hi, Pat Summerall here with another great value from True Value Hardware Stores." And that's understandable, because all the great values in the world won't do any good if you can't get to them. Well, do something about it. Next time you visit the local hardware, home center, or home and auto supply dealer, ask if he's ever considered joining the True Value Group. Tell him to drop me a note. Pat Summerall, CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50. That's CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50, Radio City Station, New York, for details. If your local dealer qualifies, he'll be able to start offering the kind of savings on brand name products which only a member of the nation's largest and fastest growing hardware chain can offer. Get the point? If a True Value hardware sign goes up in your town, you'll both be glad you had the idea.
It's published a picture, it says, was taken by an American satellite showing a Soviet submarine base near Murmansk. The magazine says the base is camouflaged with big canvas covers and that such concealment of construction sites violates the interim strategic arms agreement between the U.S. and Russia. According to Aviation Week, this is one of several Soviet violations of the agreement. The magazine reports that the Pentagon says it has no evidence of any such Soviet violations. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
A 17-year-old Ontario youth, Thomas W. Baker, was killed and three others injured Monday evening in a two-car collision on a Malheur County road about 8 miles southwest of Ontario. State police say the Baker auto crashed head-on with a car driven by 29-year-old David Robertson of Ontario at the crest of a steep grade near Cairo Junction. Robertson is listed in serious condition at Holy Rosary Hospital. Two passengers in Baker's car, 16-year-old Marla Jones and her 13-year-old brother Troy, both of Ontario, are listed in stable condition at the hospital. United Press International claims that carbon copies of the J. Hawker letters involved in the $1 million extortion plot against the Bonneville Power Administration were found in the home of a young Beaver Creek couple charged with sending one of them. The inventory of items found in a search of the home of David Heesch and his wife Sheila, both 34, listed 9 sheets of paper. The itemization was presented at a court hearing for the couple Monday and listed key words from each of the 9 sheets. The words included phrases from the first letter received from the extortionist. A source close to the investigation told UPI the letters were carbons of those signed by Jay Hawker in the communications demanding $1 million under threat of blacking out the city of Portland. Other items listed on the search warrant was having been found, including batteries, a typewriter, a map of the Mount Hood National Forest, and a map of the Maupin area. 11 BPA high-voltage transmission towers around the Mount Hood Forest and Maupin were damaged by dynamite blasts before the first note was received from the extortionist. Heesch, in addition to Army service, had been a member of the Marine Corps Reserve. His wife reportedly has secretarial training. The J. Hawker letter made public was flawlessly typed. The couple appeared in court Monday to face the charge of mailing a threatening communication. Judge James Burns tentatively set a preliminary hearing for 9 a.m. Thursday. He says officers of the U.S. Probation Service would interview the couple in helping to determine whether they can be released without bail. The maximum sentence faced is 2 years in prison and a $500 fine. The young veteran and his wife were arrested Friday afternoon after a radio directional finder led FBI agents to a car in which they were riding. The State Board of Nursing says that a recent ruling by the Oregon Attorney General says medications are being illegally dispensed in state institutions, hospitals, and many privately owned nursing homes in the state. The opinion was requested by the board. It says that under the Nurses Practices Act enacted by the 1973 legislature, the passing of medications must be by a registered nurse, and the duty cannot be delegated to anyone but a licensed practical nurse. The weather for the Portland metropolitan area, partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light showers today, becoming partly cloudy Wednesday, local morning fog Wednesday. Highs both days near 60, lows at night 45 to 50. Wind southeasterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour today. Chance of rain, 20% through tonight. Currently in Portland, the downtown temperature is 54 degrees. That's KOIN AM/FM News at 1209. This is Alan Archer.